The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Chalene and Shanda, I just listened to your sleep podcast and it was so good. I sent it to 5 of my friends. It takes a lot for me to listen to an entire podcast, like actually sitting there listening to an entire podcast, but it was so good and so well done. I got super inspired to even just up my game on my own podcast. So great information. Thanks. It was super timely and keep rocking it, girl.
What's up? What's going on? Hey there. Thanks so much for joining me today. My name is Chalene Johnson. You're listening to The Chalene Show. And today we're talking about doing a detox, a reset, like cleaning out the system. Let's do it. There's something about being denied the ability or the freedom to do something that makes you desperately crave it. Like, normally, I'm such a homebody. I don't like to leave. I like to stay home. You know that about me. I don't even like to go shopping. I do everything I need to do online. Until, of course, I'm told that you can't leave. You've got to stay home. And that, ever since the lockdown started, has been driving me freaking crazy. I hate being told what I have to do. I hate somebody else being in charge. So I've been craving getting out. I've been craving traveling. But all along, I've just been tolerating it, knowing that it's for the better good, knowing that the coronavirus is real. I know there's a lot of conspiracy theorists out there, but it's a real thing. In fact, 2 members of my own family have already contracted it. They have very mild cases, I might add. I don't know if Brett and I have had it. If we did, we have very mild cases. I keep thinking, should I test for the antibodies? But what good is that if we don't even know if the antibodies really protect you? So I've just been continuing to operate with caution, wearing a mask, washing my hands, sanitizing, just being careful, social distancing where it makes sense, but also living my life. And recently, we've started to open up parts of the country. Now, I'm not going haywire. I'm not going bonkers. I'm not one of those people. But it's really been driving me crazy that I haven't been able to see my parents. You know, our parents are getting up there. Mine are in their mid-70s. Brett's parents are also in their mid-70s, and we get to see his parents pretty often, but it's been driving me crazy that I can't see my parents, and I don't want to have them risk traveling to come and see me. I also haven't seen my sister and my brother-in-law. I haven't seen my brother and my sister-in-law and my nephews and nieces, so we just decided after we finished getting this new group of students enrolled in the Marketing Impact Academy that we would take a trip back to Michigan and see family. And that's what we did. And it was freaking awesome. It was amazing. I think because we haven't been able to do it, I just appreciated it so much more this time. Normally when my dad wants to, you know, take us out in the woods and shoot bow and arrows and make us go on trails and ride motorcycles and things like that with him, I do so kind of reluctantly, like, oh, okay, because we did it growing up all the time. And now I want to do other things, like I want to go to the mall and I want to go see my girlfriends and I want to go out to lunch. But this time, we just really soaked them in. And we went to my sister's lake house and we went to my brother's lake house and we just did all the things. And we took Sierra and her boyfriend with us and it was just a fantastic time. But what it does when you travel like that, especially when you're going from home to home to home, you know, we kind of made all the rounds, you really get out of your routine and there are no gyms open. So we were off our exercise routine and totally off of our nutrition. Like I've eaten more protein bars in the last 5 days than I have in the last probably 5 years. Like, you know, you've heard the show enough to know that I just don't do processed food very often. And if I do processed food, it's minimally processed food. I've really gone to extensive lengths to change my palate, to change the things that I enjoy, to spend more time food prepping. But there are times when you just fall off the wagon. It's just a matter of convenience or availability. And frankly, the last, well, I guess you could say 7 days now, didn't mean a lot of processed foods. I was drinking protein shakes and protein bars and indulging in all the sweets and treats and a cocktail here, a glass of wine there. And you know what? I regret freaking none of it. I loved spending time with family. I wasn't worried about food because it's 7 days. You know, I mean, I wasn't going hog wild, but if I wanted to indulge, if I wanted to spend time with family and partake in whatever we were eating and drinking, I did so. And I did so without guilt, knowing that, you know, this is a very small snippet of time. Nonetheless, when we get off the plane back in California, I looked down at my feet. I was wearing like these strappy sandals and I'm like, those are Miss Piggy's feet. My feet were so swollen. I look like a blowfish. And I know why. Because my body was loaded with things it doesn't normally consume. And remember, when you're eating things that your body doesn't recognize, in particular processed foods, your body is going to create inflammation. Inflammation is your body's way of protecting you. Your body's way of saying like, okay, hey, we're kind of under attack. We're not sure what this is. So we're going to hold on to water just to make sure that you're safe. In much the same way, your finger will swell up if you get a sliver in your finger. Even if it's a microscopic sliver of wood, your body knows, oh, this isn't something we normally recognize. So let's protect the body by sending water to that area, right? And the finger swells up around the site of the sliver. Well, the same is true when you're consuming foods that your body doesn't recognize, especially foods that the body might see as being toxic. You know, and so that's why a lot of us are walking around with systemic inflammation. You don't even realize the reason why your joints hurt, the reason why your face is puffy, the reason why your eyes are puffy, the reason why it hurts to walk down the stairs, the reason why you have all these itises is because of inflammation. And returning from vacation was like taking a crash course in the debilitating impact of inflammation. Like I'm inflamed right now. I'm fully inflamed. So I'm lucky enough, however, to work with a team of registered dietitians. In fact, I happen to have the lead dietitian who helped us to design the 1-3-1 method and phase it up on speed dial. That's my cousin Ashley. So I called Ashley, who's also from Michigan, so she gets it. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? Can I do like a detox? Like, you know, I need to feel better. And we started talking about it. She goes, you know, this is like a common theme right now. So many people are talking about the fact that they feel completely inflamed. And a lot of people are feeling this way who haven't been traveling, Shalene. They just, something is off. Many of the members of our community are talking about how their sleep is off, stress levels are high, their weight gain has gone up a little bit, and they're just noticing this puffiness and just feeling really kind of crappy and run down. I'm going to take a quick break to tell you about something really cool that happened. So during COVID, I did a bunch, I guess we're still in the middle of this pandemic, but I did a bunch of episodes early on talking about how to dramatically improve your immune system. Like, what are the misconceptions? What supplements should you be taking if your diet is at all deficient in any of these things? And some really cool science. And in that episode, I mentioned the company that I get my immunity supplements from, which is Organifi. Well, at the time, they weren't a sponsor for the show, but you guys overwhelmingly responded to that episode. And so many of you have turned into, and I'm really excited to tell you that now they see the value of the lifers and they have become a show sponsor. So at this very moment, you can get 15% off of all of your high quality immunity supplements. And they've got lots of other supplements too from Organifi. So you just go to Organifi.com/Shalene. You get 15% off. Can I tell you my favorites? I use Organifi Immunity. It's a supplement called Immunity. I put that in my water with another one that's called Organifi Pure. I put those two in my water when I'm too lazy to make my own lemon, ginger, cayenne water, which is frankly often. I love the taste of those two combined. I love knowing that I'm getting my vitamin D3, my vitamin C, and a whole host of supplements that will improve your immune system without overstimulating your immune system. My friend Sean Cannell, who's a YouTuber, is also one of the professors inside of our Marketing Impact Academy. He turned me on to the Organifi Green Juice, which frankly, if it's just one of those weeks, I don't know if you've had one of these where you just go, geez, I haven't had any greens this week. I'll just do a greens drink in the morning and boom, I've had all my greens for the day. Yes, you know me, I would rather start with food, but let's be honest, there are days where that just doesn't happen. And so that's when I turn to Organifi. You know how important my reputation is, so please know that I've been using Organifi for several years. Their customer service is next level, their ingredients are next level, and I love this company. I would love to have you support our new show sponsor, Organifi, by going to Organifi.com/Shalene, and you'll get 15% off, and I cannot wait to hear what you think about their supplements. All right. Now, for me, it's not just the swelling. Like, I know when my body has toxins in it because my hormones will go off. I can always tell when my hormones are out of whack because, number one, I'll get hormonal breakouts, acne, where I don't normally get acne, like little breakout on my neck, you know, just places where it's weird to get acne. And I don't normally have acne, so I know that's hormonal. I know it's hormonal because I started my period in the middle of my cycle. That's strange. So my hormones are all off. My hair feels weird. Like when my body, because I've spent so much time like really unprocessing my diet, to spend a week, eating a lot of processed food, disruptive sleep, a change to my exercise patterns, consuming alcohol. And normally if I'm going to have not a cocktail, I will only drink dry farm wines. Like I've become a freak about it because I feel so yucky when I don't drink dry farm wines. But like, you know, hello, we're on vacation. So I'm not like, excuse me. Yes, hello. Do you have any dry farm wine? Like I just, you know what I mean? Like we're on vacation. I can't be that girl. And I feel it. So hearing from Ashley that a lot of other people, not just because of travel, that in her assessment, a lot of this has to do with the lockdown. People's stress is through the roof. Moms right now are trying to figure out how they're going to balance these hybrid school schedules where they're, you know, homeschooling their kids for 3 out of the 5 days. And then they're going to school the other 2 days. And there's these strange recommendations around what schools are open and what classes and sports. And it's very stressful. And on top of that, employers are beginning to demand that employees come back to work and giving them specific dates by which they have to come back to work. And I'll just bet a lot of employees would like to come back to work. But how do you figure out how you're supposed to come back to work when childcare facilities are not open or you're supposed to be home homeschooling your kids? Like, how are people supposed to figure this out? Stress levels are high. Oh, and did I mention that we have an election right around the corner and we are just being inundated with messages in social media and on the news, all meant to stir our emotions, keep us on the edge of our seats, make us upset. So it's no wonder that all of us feel like, okay, what's going on? And it's showing up on our waistlines. It's showing up in puffiness. It's showing up in us just not feeling like ourselves. So as I'm having this conversation with Ashley, and she's designing like this little 3-day detox for me, and I'm like, okay, this is perfect. This is exactly what I need. And I said to her, listen, no pills, no potions, no lotions, no shakes, no bars. I just want something that's going to like clean me out and bring me back to the way I was feeling before we started traveling. Like, I want to feel good. And I don't want to do something for like a month. I just don't think that's necessary. I want to do something kind of drastic, but not like dangerous or anything, but just regimented, like 3 days. Something really doable. And if I decide to do it for more than 3 days, great, I can. But I know I can stick to 3 days. And if I want to do more than 3 days, I can go longer than 3 days. But I know I can do 3 days perfectly. I know it. And I'm going to drink lots of water and I'm going to feel amazing. And I absolutely can't wait. And I was just about to start when I realized, man, if everyone's feeling this way, we should probably all do this together. Are you with me? I thought so. Okay, cool. I knew you would love this idea. So then as I'm talking to Ashley, I'm like, you know, but we've got some people who are keto and some people who are vegetarians and we have some people who are gluten-free. And the good news is, Ashley, you've got a whole team of registered dietitians. So I bet you could put together for us like individual 3-day detoxes or reset, whatever you want to call it, that anybody could follow. And she's like, you're absolutely right. We absolutely can do that. So guess what we're going to do together? We are all going to do a 3-day reset, but everyone's will be a little different. But the key is, I really want you to promise me you're going to do an unprocessed, junk-free diet. No alcohol, no junk food, really taking it back to what is wholesome, what your body craves. Food that's fueled with fiber, plants, antioxidants, foods that are loaded with micronutrients, no junk. I mean, stuff that's going to taste delicious. And by doing that, you're going to reset your taste buds. You're going to reset your cravings for sugar. You're going to improve your mood. We're going to feel so much more clarity, and you're going to have so much more energy. We're going to do this together, all right? So I already started talking about it on my Instagram yesterday, and I want you to do it too. It's free. You can sign up right now. Just go to Shalene.com/3-day reset. Okay. So again, it's Shalene.com/3-day reset. Now, when you do that, you'll just enter your email address, and I'm going to send you an invitation to a little private Facebook group, and I'm going to get everybody in there, and I want you to invite a girlfriend or your husband or your wife, whoever you are that's listening right now. I need you to invite somebody to do this with you. Ideally, someone who you live with. So if you have a roommate or whatever, it's so hard to do this when you're living with somebody else who's not doing it. So get everybody on board. This is good for your kids too. This isn't a diet thing. This is like, can we all together for 3 days starting on Monday, September 21st, that's when we're going to do it. Can we all just go back to eating completely clean for 3 days? That's it. Again, there's going to be no shakes, no pills, no protein bars, no, you know, packets of powder, none of that stuff. We're just going to eat clean. And again, we'll have, you know, the ability for you to customize it depending on how it is that you eat. So you'll be added to this private Facebook group, okay? And then the weekend before we start, so next weekend, I will load up or email to you your meal plan. And again, if you're vegan or you want to go low carb or you're an athlete or you want to go gluten-free or whatever, you'll be able to customize the meal plan for you. They're all designed by our registered dietitians. So you know you're in good hands. And Ashley and I are going to go live all 3 days to help hold you accountable, to give you motivation, to get you back on track, to get you excited. We're going to give you nutrition tips. We're going to give you energy tips, sleep tips. And I'm telling you, you're going to feel so much better. You're going to get yourself back on track. Now listen, don't even bother signing up for this if you're looking for, like, you know, a juice cleanse, or you want the master cleanse, or you want to do some kind of a, you know, quick fad diety thing. That's not what this is at all. This is an integrative approach to a detox. Like, you know, unfortunately, I think a lot of people in the diet industry have kind of ruined that term and turned it into something that it's not, and created a lot of confusions, you know, with headlines like, okay, try this 3-day juice cleanse and lose 10 pounds. Like, this is not about weight loss. Might some of you lose some weight over 3 days? Sure, but that is, like, not the goal. The goal is to reset all of your healthy habits. The goal is to help you understand that you have the ability to feel so much better inside and out. All right, this is a very safe, very healthy, very necessary for some of us way of ridding the body of toxins and to help us start to feel amazing. And for some of you, this is going to be a kickstart. Again, it's going to be all real foods. It's not going to be things that are impossible for you to find, or fancy foods or special recipes or anything like that. This is just going to be food that is real with all three macronutrients. Yes, carbs, fats, protein, real foods like fruits and vegetables and meats and leafy greens and all the good stuff that help you feel amazing. Now, here's the other reason why I want you to consider doing this, especially if you have teens, especially if you have kids who've been just making really poor food choices. There has been some incredible research currently linking a processed diet to teen depression. And I recently did an episode on the incredible rate, the increasing rate of depression and suicide in our young people. And y'all, I mean, I don't know about you, but I would much rather help my kid get their mind right and to regulate their mood and to help alleviate depression and anxiety by focusing on their nutrition as opposed to giving them pills. Now, there's no shame in the fact if you've got to do a prescriptive intervention, but why wouldn't we start with food? The evidence now that suggests a link between low levels of serotonin and suicide is incredible. And you can boost serotonin by fixing your nutrition. As I said, this is a way that we're going to kind of clean ourselves out naturally. So, of course, there's going to be a higher fiber intake. But here's what you need to know about a diet that's higher in fiber. It's associated with lower serum cholesterol concentrations, lower coronary heart disease. It's associated with reduced blood pressure. It's an ideal way to reduce your weight, get control of your glycemic levels, and it's been shown to reduce the risk of certain forms of cancer. So listen, I'm doing it. You're doing it. Brett's doing it. My staff is doing it. All my friends on Instagram and Facebook are doing it. The only person we've been waiting for is you. So you and whoever it is you are hanging out with and going grocery shopping with, let's get everybody signed up. Go to Shalene.com/3-day reset. Okay. I'll see you on Facebook. I'm going to go live on Facebook. All right. As soon as you do that, I'll send you an email and get you signed up into our private Facebook group. And I'm sure I'll go live on Instagram too. So if you don't have a Facebook group, you know, I mean, we'll figure out a way. Anyways, go there, put your email address in, and let's do this. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.